Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and we are on episode number 57 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Spade. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. It's me. It's Chris Spade, Keller Williams Realty. I am your host for A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. Thank you so much for being here. It is Friday morning. It is early. I am recording this podcast earlier than I normally would. I went out last night with some friends. We had a great dinner at one of my buddy's houses. It's always nice to get out and see your friends who are actually past clients. I connect with them on many different levels, and last night he hosted a wonderful dinner with some other friends. It was great. A wonderful, wonderful time, so I'm super blessed. And I've got to get ready and jump in the shower so that way I can get ready for the broker caravan so I can tell you people everything that's going on in real estate this weekend in San Diego. But today, what I wanted to talk to you about is how to make your home more energy efficient. And this is important because as we approach summer, you know, we want to make sure that we are saving as much money. Remember, part of the goal that we have here is to make sure that you are out of debt, you are living a financially free life, and that you're ready and saving for retirement. Well, there were some things that I was reading about how we can make our homes more energy efficient and save ourselves up to $200 a year. That $200 you could turn around and put into mutual funds, IRAs, those types of things. And we're going to be talking with our financial planners about that. I'm getting these people scheduled. Some of them are a little intimidated to come on the show. So if you would like to be on the podcast, please let me know. I'd love to have you join us. So let's get right into it. One of the things, the first thing I found in this article, it's the top 10 ways to save energy, and we're going to go over some of them a little bit more in detail than the others, but we're gonna gloss over a couple of them because I think that they're important, but I want to get to the really big ones. The first one is to adjust your day-to-day habits. You know, this article says, and it makes absolute sense, to energy conservation can be as simple as turning off lights and appliances when you don't need them. And one of the things that I've noticed is I do have a few energy efficient appliances in my home, is that they power themselves down. It's just like a new car. When you're not driving, it kind of idles itself when it's at a stop sign, and then as you hit the gas, it goes. And so that is one of the things that you can do. You can get energy efficient appliances that perform household tasks manually, like actually washing your dishes. We'll get to this in a little bit later, but one of the things it actually says is instead of using your dryer, hang your laundry out to dry. Now, here's the thing. I have personally found out about that. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little plugged up. I have allergies out the wazoo, and I did take an allergy pill before I went to bed last night, but I have a big thing with allergies and pollen going in the air. So for me, that's probably not the best thing because then the pollen gets on all my clothes and then it gets, you know, up my nose. So I don't know. You get to make that decision. If it were me, that's one thing I don't do. Moving along, replacing your light bulbs. Now this one's big. Listen to this. Traditional incandescent light bulbs consume an excessive amount of electricity and must be replaced more often than their energy efficient alternatives. Halogen incandescent light bulbs, compact fluorescent lights, and light emitting diode bulbs, but LEDs use anywhere from 25 to 80% less electricity than the last three, and they last 25% longer. So one of the things that I've been doing is I have been replacing all the light bulbs in my home, actually, and I've noticed that they last longer. So I order them on Amazon, and I don't end up having to have them as long. I will say, though, I do have one lamp in my living room. It's got one of those three-way switches, and I have not been able to find energy efficient three-way light bulbs. So it's one of those where you click, 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 and it turns it on to the brightest. So if you guys know one of those or a good brand, please let me know. This is another thing I didn't know. Smart power strips. Now I do have, extension cords and power strips in my house, especially in my office area. where I shoot this podcast. This is interesting. It's called phantom loads, or electricity used by electronics when they're turned off or on standby mode, are a major source of energy waste. In fact, it's estimated that 75% of energy used to power household electronics is consumed when they're switched off, which can cost you up to $200 a year. These smart power strips, also known as advanced power strips, eliminate the problem of phantom loads by shutting off power to electronics when they're not in use. Smart power strips can be set to turn off at an assigned time during a period of inactivity, though remote switches are based on status of master device. That I found very interesting because I've got a power strip in my office area, so it's got my computer, it's got my printer, it's got my podcast mic, all these things that are hooked up. I can tell you when my podcast mic isn't plugged in, it's not on because it plugs in once it goes into the computer. So I just thought that was really interesting. The other thing it talks about is install a programmable thermostat. Now, there are a lot of programmable thermostats out there. Nest is one of them. There's a lot of those that you can do. That one I have not got in my house. I do have one of those old school gas wall unit heaters, so I have to work on getting mine replaced, but that is one thing that you can do as well. Purchase energy efficient appliances. This is what I found interesting. On average, appliances are responsible for 13% of your total household use. Now, you know, these numbers are going to be a little bit lower, you know, if you live alone and you're single like I am. One thing I have noticed, though, is my energy bill has been consistent over time. I went back and did a little bit of research. My energy bill has been pretty much the same for years, and I really haven't changed my energy use. So I'm going to implement some of these things to see if it's going to go down at all. But I thought that this was interesting. It says also, when purchasing appliances, you should pay attention to two numbers, the initial purchase price and the annual operating cost. While energy efficient appliances are going to typically cost you more, they will save you anywhere from 9 to 25% on then conventional models on energy efficiency. So take that into consideration. Reduce your water expenses, water and heating expenses. Now, I have one of those big 40-gallon water heaters, and it does pump out some hot water. Let me tell you, even though I've turned it down as much as I think I possibly can, it does get quite hot. Energy-efficient water heaters are the tankless ones. They do cost more, so a traditional water heater will cost you about $350, $450 to install. A tankless one, which is completely energy-efficient, that one's going to cost you a lot more. That one's going to be about $1,500. Over the long run, though, it really is going to save you in the long run. I think my next hot water heater is going to go tankless. Install energy-efficient windows. I have now got dual-pane windows in every room in my house. And let me tell you, it does two things. One, it quiets everything down, so it's absolutely quiet in my place, which is super, super nice. But it also keeps things efficient, and it keeps things cool in the summer, and it keeps things warm in the winter. So energy efficient windows, it can amount to 10 to 25% of your total heating bill if you have single pane windows. And so that's going to help save you money right there. Number eight, upgrade your HVAC system. And this is really important, especially, you know, in San Diego, it's been getting a little bit warmer in the summers. I remember it started hardcore in 2012, where it started getting super hot here in the summer. And so that's definitely going to have an effect. And that's one of the things that people are going to be looking at as they purchase a home. They're always asking me, is there central air? Is there central air? And so you really have to make sure that you are being wise about that, and you're being efficient. So you want to make sure that you are doing that. So those are the top eight. The other ones are talking about like weatherizing your home. We don't really have to do that here in the winter in San Diego. I remember way back in the day, I don't think they really even do this anymore, although I haven't lived in Minnesota in 25 years. We used to put up what was called storm windows. So we would put these windows on. Again, the windows were single pane back in the day, so we would put these storm windows up so that way we would keep the energy in. My grandpa built them many, many years ago. We had to do weather stripping around the windows to make sure that in the winter when it was like 100 below zero that it stayed warm. I don't really think people do that anymore, but if you do have any questions about keeping your home energy efficient, please reach out to me and give me a call at 619-818-2992. If you would like any referrals whatsoever to anybody that makes these upgrades to your home, please let me know. Remember, I am the president of the San Diego Quality Business Association. I know a lot of people who can help you in this area. I do have a lot of great references. I vetted them myself. Reach out to me. My number again is 619-818-2992, or you can get me on the web at alwayssunnyinsd.com. Now, you guys know that real estate is stressful, whether you're buying a home, selling a home, or investing, but I found something that I thought was extremely funny, because I get intrigued by fun real estate facts, and this is something I did not know. So apparently, back in the day, in 1997, Pepsi held a contest to win a life-size replica of the Simpsons house, or $75,000. The contest winner, however, chose the cash. Now, this was long before social media, obviously, in 1997. But what happened was, Fox and Pepsi sponsored a competition. It was held with the main prize of a life-size replica of the Simpsons house. Unfortunately, the winner chose the cash, and the house that they were erecting was actually stripped and sold. It was a 2,200 square foot house, four bedrooms, was built in Henderson, Nevada in 1997. The decorators had to watch 100 episodes of The Simpsons to get the colors, furnishings right for the eventual owner. I can't say that. Sadly, the retired factory worker from Kentucky chose the $75 instead of the house, which actually cost $120,000 to build. And the house was sold in 2001 without The Simpsons colors. Isn't that a sad story? I don't know. I think I would have probably chosen to live in the Simpson house and move to Henderson, Nevada, although I do love me some San Diego, California, but I just thought that was really cool. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. You have a great start to your weekend. It's Friday. I hope the sun comes out. You know, this June gloom is gotta get over. We are in spring, so I feel a new energy in the air. The real estate market is actually heating up. Now, I am going to be over at an open house. Hold on. Here we go. I needed to pull this off my floor because I've got papers everywhere in my house. It's over at 4966 Monroe Avenue. It's in Talmadge. And you'll know that I was over in Talmadge last weekend at a house on Altadena. This one's just right around the corner from that. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath house, 1,456 square feet. It's been on the market for a little while. The sellers have reduced it down to $639,000. It is a beautifully remodeled Talmadge home, just north of El Cajon Boulevard. Modern features, open concept, open floor plan, new kitchen, custom cabinetry, quartz countertop, stainless steel range, dishwasher, brushed nickel hardware. It's absolutely gorgeous. Two-story home. Please come visit me tomorrow from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in Talmadge. Again, that address is going to be 4966 Monroe in Talmadge. I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. I hope you have a beautiful day. Stay well and make it a wonderful buying and selling day.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.